Texte numéro 36. Healthcare and Big Tech. The deal has yet to be approved by the relevant regulators, but Google has got most of the way to buying Fitbit, the maker of wearable devices that track people's sleep, heart rates, activity levels and more. The upshot is yet another step forward in Google's quest to break into healthcare, Big Tech's next frontier. Some of the most intimate personal information now goes way beyond the organisations who treat us when we are ill. There are well over 300,000 health apps available worldwide. For millions of us, the future may well feature an alarmingly regular experience, reaching for our phones and finding that an algorithm beyond our understanding suddenly deems us at risk of any number of illnesses and conditions, and is not just marketing us drugs, food, and lifestyle choices, but telling our doctors and employers. In the US, there are already examples of the inevitable linking of tracking to health insurance, whereby premiums are discounted in return for access to personal data gathered by wearables. Fitbits and toilet sensors represent one aspect of the so-called Internet of Things. Aided by 5G technology, tens of billions of devices, like cars, cookers, or heating systems, will soon be connected. In theory, it will not be very hard to cross-reference people's alcohol consumption, exercise rates, friendship patterns, plus their medical records, and then either nudge or strongly push their lives in supposedly beneficial directions. The utilitarian arguments for doing so, bound up with managing health spending, advancing medical knowledge and maximising life expectancy, are obvious. But the ethical case against much of this seems equally clear, as one of the central questions of the near future is already obvious. Will the price of longer and healthier lives be losing the most basic kinds of privacy? The only thing that can balance these two sets of imperatives is the state, and so far, most British politicians seem barely aware of this new set of issues, which demand new rules and laws. Elsewhere, things are a little more advanced. In the US, a handful of activists in Congress are now regularly proposing legislation on data, privacy and consent. In Europe, the essential logic of the General Data Protection Regulation and the so-called right to be forgotten points in a similar direction. The biggest problem, perhaps, is that even the most trailblazing steps towards regulating the relationship between tech and health are just a start, and that governments and legislators will only firmly grasp the problem once the public pushes them. Therein lies one of the central tensions of our time, that more and more innovations are quietly revolutionising the most sensitive aspects of how we live, while most of us look the other way. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.